This is KUT. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein made stops in Austin yesterday. Before an event at Houston Tillotson, Stein met with various members of Austin's disabled community. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports they talked about healthcare, housing, and access to voting.
Stein met with a small crowd at a public library downtown. It was a mixed crowd that included college students, avid supporters, and a significant number of people living with disabilities. That's because this Stein event was specifically geared towards Texans who are disabled.
And in the same way that we are diverse culturally, we are also diverse in terms of our abilities. And in recognizing and respecting our differences as part of what enriches us, each person in their own way is contributing to us.
Stein also took questions. She was asked about Medicaid payments for people who help the physically disabled do things like get out of bed and go outside. A couple of folks said the state is paying these healthcare workers too little, so help is hard to come by. Stein was also asked about the rise in housing prices, like from this man.
Housing, the availability of any housing is the biggest barrier to people moving out of institutions.
We're really, I think, at the breaking point right now as a society. And the disabled community is kind of the chief victim here, as sort of the most vulnerable.
This wasn't strictly an event aimed at getting people to know about Jill Stein's thoughts on disability rights, though. It was also about getting out the disabled vote, as well as organizing it. Jeff Miller with Disability Rights Texas says he's working with groups all around the state.
Part of what we are trying to do with the Rev Up campaign is making sure that people with disabilities are registered and able to actually vote. The other part is for people with disabilities to realize the power, the political power that people with disabilities could have if they voted as a group.
David Witte with Adapt Texas told the group this is a tough task because so many disabled folks are institutionalized in Texas.
That means they're locked up in a nursing home or some state school or some other state-supported living center that doesn't really encourage opportunities to become civic-minded citizens and participate in voting.
Last month, Witte's group held a registration drive for people who are blind. It's part of the same effort to make sure people who are disabled aren't staying home this November. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.